You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, midweek edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 anytime. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Yes, hello and a very warm welcome along to the midweek edition of the Punt Podcast here at William Hill. Plenty to look forward to this midweek with a full programme in the Premier League. Plenty of games on Tuesday and Wednesday evening. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Mr. Alex Dunn. How are you, Alex?
I'm well, Mark. How are you?
Very well indeed, thank you. Very well indeed. All is well in the world of football. For myself, anyway. It depends who your team is. But yeah, what a week of football. We've got Premier League action Tuesday and Wednesday. Loads of games to get stuck into and some real good games in there as well.
Yeah, it's a little treat, isn't it? After the FA Cup and you think, oh God, I've got to wait ages now for the next Premier League batch. No, you don't. Got a nice even spread across the 2 days as well, Tuesday and Wednesday. And the two big guns, both televised.
Yes, Man City on TV on Tuesday evening and Liverpool in action on Wednesday night. So we could see quite a few changes in the top end of the Premier League over the next couple of days or so. Let's get stuck into it without further ado. We'll start with Tuesday's match. Newcastle take on Manchester City. Newcastle 14-1 to win the game. The draw is 5-1. Manchester City 1-5. Now, we'll start with Newcastle, Alex, because we can get stuck into Man City in a moment or two and we'll be able to say how well they're playing. But Newcastle, kind of hit and miss. They looked like they were getting some performances together in the Premier League. They then have an FA Cup tie at home against Watford. They make 7 changes. Watford make 11. And Newcastle were pretty poor. And again, the fan unrest kicks up again. And suddenly the ill feeling at the club is seemingly back rearing its ugly head. It's been a tough old year so far for Rafa Benitez and Newcastle fans.
Well, quite simply, he will not be here come June if in the next, 3 days of the transfer window, things don't change. Quite simply, he's out of contract at the end of the season and he said that he'll leave if he's not backed. He hasn't really been backed now for 2.5 years since the start of the Championship season. And it's just a bit of a Mickey take, to be honest with you, because Who else are the Newcastle board going to get? There's no one of his calibre who will come and do the job. There's very few managers would want to go and do the job if they know they're going to get no money anyway. So it's a bit of a mess. We're recording this on Monday morning. Unless the club's transfer record has been broken between now and kickoff, which is unlikely as it stands still from Michael Owen. It's just a bit bleak, and you lose Rafa. What else do you lose then? You know, you've got no real saleable assets in the playing squad, but you'll lose a lot of fans. You might lose your Premier League status as well. So, but Mike Ashley's been here before. He doesn't heed warnings. He's just a businessman, and that doesn't really transform well when you're trying to run a football club.
If you're Rafa Benitez now and you've got this huge headache of fan unrest, results not really going your way, you're not getting any money for transfers, the one thing you don't want to do is face Manchester City in your next game. Just looking back through the previous results, let me just list the last 6 results for Manchester City. They beat Rotherham 7-0 in the FA Cup back in start of January. Mm. And then they subsequently beat Burton Albion 9-0 in the Carabao Cup semi-final first leg. They beat Wolves 3-0 in the Premier League. They beat Huddersfield 3-0 in the Premier League. They then won the League Cup second leg 1-0. They beat Burnley 5-0 at the weekend in the FA Cup. All of those games wins to nil with a whole heap of goals in there as well. It's phenomenal form from Manchester City.
Yeah, they had their blip, didn't they?
Yeah.
They've sort of had it. And I think Liverpool have still got that to come. It happens to every title-winning side. They do have a blip. City had it when they lost to Leicester, but and Palace as well. Can they? The way that they've bounced back is great, and it's that of a title-winning side. It's the mentality that you need. Yeah, they have looked fantastic. It's funny, actually, when you were talking about recent games, I thought you were going to list the head-to-head record between the pair here, Newcastle and Man City, because it's one-way traffic. Mm. It actually goes full circle. The last time that Newcastle beat Man City in the league was a 1-0 victory in 2005. Who scored? Michael Owen. So you're going back a fair way, 2005. I was actually at that game, just a 13-year-old boy. Oh. I've doubled in age since then, Mark.
Yes, and a lot has changed for both clubs since then.
And me. I've thought about 4 stone. yes, a lot has changed since then. And it's a 22-game winless run now in the league. Newcastle did actually win at the Etihad in the League Cup a few years ago.
Yeah.
But in the league, 22 games since Newcastle beat Man City. That is a phenomenal record for City. When you bear in mind that they've not been at the peak of their powers through all of that. What I would say is that recent head-to-heads, it used to be that Newcastle went to Man City and got absolutely pasted. That was sort of the norm. But under Rafa Benitez, Newcastle have drawn 1-1 at home to Man City, lost 1-0 at home to Man City, and lost 3-1 and 2-1 away. Now, I know that you're looking at a grand total of 1 point from 12 games there, but that's a respectable turnout. I know that you're not actually getting results, but they haven't been battered. Now, that's what Newcastle do against the big sides. They go there to defend and they look to basically play for 0-0 and protect your goal difference. It's what they did in this game last year and they got absolutely panned for it. But it's what Rafa does. Newcastle's record this year, this season, against the big teams where he has done that in, has not been great. Have they been battered any game? No, not really. Liverpool 4-0 is as bad as you'll get. But at the same time, have they actually looked like getting anything against any of those sides? Not particularly. So all in all, you look at the 14-1 for Newcastle and go, should a team like Newcastle be 14-1 at home to Man City? Can I make a case for them? You probably can't, to be honest with you. Sergio Aguero as well. What a phenomenal record he has against Newcastle. 14 goals in 12 Premier League games. That is more than any player versus any club in Premier League history. So I know that he's been in and out of the side recently. Jesus has been favoured in the bigger games, if you like. But I think he's 4-5 to score any time. If he starts, that's a decent bet as far as I'm concerned. It's just so hard to make a case for Newcastle. But at the same time, given how we think they're going to line up and it'll be fairly negative and defensive, it is quite easy to put up Man City to win to nil as a bet, which is 17-20.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. I think. Almost even money for a side that are fives on to win to nil against a side who will have no intention of breaking out of their half, you would imagine. I'm all over that, to be honest. It's one of the best bets of the whole midweek series. It's a game that's hard to find value in, but that's the best bet for me. Man City win to nil, 17-20 is just superb.
Sergio Aguero to score first, by the way. That's been enhanced on the William Hill website. That was 16-5. That is now 4-1 if you are in the Aguero camp. And he starts. Do take a look at those enhanced odds. If you fancy City to run away with it, Man City to win by 4 or more goals is 4-1 on there as well. That's enhanced from 100 to 30. But you were suggesting they might not run away with it. Maybe just a 2-0.
Yeah, I think they probably will land the -1 on the handicap, yeah. But I don't think it'll be in the way that people are thinking. They might think, oh, this could be 4-1 or 5-1. I think it'll be a 1-0, 2-0, 3-0 is, you know, I don't want to say it's the worst they can do because they could blow Newcastle apart. But I just don't think it's how the game will pan out. But I just can't see Newcastle scoring.
No, and obviously because Manchester City play 24 hours before Liverpool, it can close the gap to a point at the top end of the Premier League for at least 24 hours. I can't see any way that City don't win this game because they just don't slip up in those kind of scenarios under Pep. So
no, and like I said,
put the pressure back on.
They've
Liverpool.
Had their sticky period. They yeah. have now got players, attacking players, who are full of confidence, whichever side he puts out.
Yeah.
They've got top quality choices in every single position. Newcastle don't have a top quality choice in any position. It's a championship squad, basically. And you've seen what they've done to championship and League One opposition in the last few weeks, Man City. I don't think it'll be a pasting, but it'll be a comfortable win.
Let's move on to the Liverpool game next, and this is on Wednesday evening, 8 o'clock kickoff at Anfield. Liverpool 2-9, the draw 11-2, Leicester are 12-1. So similarly, lopsided betting in favour of those chasing the Premier League title. And Liverpool's form seems to be okay. I mean, they had that defeat against Man City. They then lost to Wolves in the Cup, but they didn't want to win that game anyway by the looks of things. Subsequently have scraped past Brighton away from home and had that real crazy game against Crystal Palace where it finished 4-3. Leicester, on the other hand, they are in a bad run of form, really. They're ninth in the Premier League, only one win from their last five outings in all competitions. But on their day, they could cause Liverpool problems. But I don't see Liverpool slipping up here now that they, you know, I think they're going to go into this knowing that City have won the game and they want to re-establish their four-point gap.
Yeah.
The thing is, they do concede, though. So could we see another entertaining goal-filled game?
You say they concede. At home, they conceded as many goals against Crystal Palace a couple of weekends ago, in fact, last weekend, than they had in the whole season at home. Their clean sheet record was really, really impressive at Anfield. And the fact that they let three goals in, on the one hand, is a cause for concern. On the other hand, you go, is that just a one-off?
Yeah.
Palace are one of those sides that they're a bit freakish in that I think they're the sixth or seventh highest scorers away from home in the Premier League this season, yet they're the second highest scorers at home. Away from home, they just seem to get this sort of lease of life, and maybe it's because they're set up to counter-attack with the pace that they've got. But the three goals they scored, I don't think you could read into that too much. I just think it's a bad day at the office for Liverpool. They still managed to win, though.
Second lowest at home.
Yes, what did I say?
I think you said second highest.
Oh, if I said second, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Second lowest, just to clarify, if I didn't say that
before. Yeah, okay. You might have done, but just clearing that up.
That's fine. It's a difficult one. I'm not a big Leicester fan, to be honest. I don't get them. I don't get what their aim is. They clearly don't like their manager, Claude Puel. No one at the club seems to like him. From the hierarchy down through the players, Jamie Vardy doesn't like him. The fans don't seem to be getting on with him. He's not done too badly, position-wise, but they want more. And I'm surprised he hasn't been let go yet. I think he will be very soon, Claude Puel. But particularly off the back of the FA Cup defeat at Newport, you thought that could be it now. But he's still there. Look, Liverpool should win this. The 2-9 is up. Well, it's just what it is. It's not a good price. It's not a bad price. It's about right. Because Leicester shouldn't be any shorter than 12s to go to Anfield and win. They've not won at Anfield since 2000. And Liverpool have now won seven consecutive home league games. It's just, again, trying to find some value. Now, again, team news will be important, but I don't understand why Sadio Mane is as big as 5-4 to score any time in this game. When you look at other players, you know, Salah obviously aside, like Daniel Sturridge, Divock Origi, I know they won't start, but they're odds on to score first. Now, even if they were to start, I'd still rather Mane scores first than they do. Injury news will be key as well. Trent Alexander-Arnold was meant to be out for quite a while. There's a chance that he could be back, if not now, in the coming weeks. Virgil van Dijk, I think, has had a cold, but I think he'll be okay to play. They're obviously big names, particularly van Dijk, of course, for Liverpool. I just think they'll have enough, and I don't think this will be a vintage Liverpool performance. We've seen them at certain times this season absolutely blow teams away, but their defence has been where they've been so solid so far this season. I quite like under 2.5 goals here at 6-4. I think this could finish 2-0, personally. You've also got to talk about Jamie Vardy. If you do think Leicester are going to score, he's the most likely man to score. He's got a great record against Liverpool. He scored 7 goals against them in his career. And I think there's only 2 players have ever scored more than him against Liverpool. One was Andy Cole. I can't off the top of my head remember who the other one is. But he's in fairly esteemed company anyway. But I can't see it, to be honest. Leicester are one of those sides. I just cannot see them going there and winning. They may have a go, but I just think Liverpool's class will out. Their defence is too strong. And going forward, they've got 3 players, if they play their big three, who chances are one of them will score at some point.
Yeah.
So for me, best bet, I do like Mane anytime 5-4. I like under 2.5 at 6-4. Mane to score first has been boosted from 9-2 to 6-1 as well. If I do think it's going to be low scoring, then by deductions, that 6-1 makes plenty of appeal. It's a tricky game, though.
Salah and Vardy both to score, by the way. That's also an enhanced odds market that might interest a lot of you. 9-2 out to 7-1 for that. Salah, whilst he's catching the headlines for hitting the deck, he's still scoring goals and scoring quite a few of them at the moment. So well worth a look, and you've already highlighted Vardy's good record against Liverpool. Interesting game, that. Interesting couple of games that we've mentioned there. Could have a big bearing on the top end of the Premier League, but there are several games alongside these two, Alex. So any other bets caught your eye for this this midweek football?
Yeah, on Tuesday night, you've got Man U at home to Burnley. I think that'll be pretty straightforward, to be honest with you. Man U under Solskjaer have been phenomenal. No manager's ever won his first seven Premier League games in charge of a club, and Solskjaer can do it. In this game, and he probably will, to be honest with you. Burnley are pretty uninspiring. I think I read somewhere Sean Dyche has never lost a Premier League game on a Tuesday.
Interesting stat.
I think that'll end now, though. And Paul Pogba, anytime, he's one of those players that you look at him and you go, he's a centre midfielder. Do I want to take a short price and score anytime? Well, I think you do with him. He's proven now that he's back on penalties as well. And he's the driving force behind them at the minute. So Manuel have no problem beating Burnley, and Arsenal shouldn't have any problems beating Cardiff either. They're both the same price, I think. They're both fours on, those two, at home, but they're both pretty solid, to be honest with you. Arsenal a few injuries, but they've got a bit of firepower, and Cardiff just don't... I don't really see them upsetting anyone away from home. They've had their nice games this season at home. The fact that their 6 pointers, if you like, from now, between now and the end of the season, are away from home, will be cause of concern. Arsenal win that, and they win it comfortably. Arsenal to beat Cardiff, Man City to beat Newcastle, Man U to beat Burnley, and Liverpool to beat Leicester. That fourfold pays just over 5-4. It's short, but can you see any of them slipping up? Honestly, I don't think so. So, yeah, it's 5-4 for a fourfold, but...
A fourfold that should land.
Exactly. Yeah. And you'd happily put your money in a 5-4 single.
Yes.
I'd say this is better. So I think that's well worth a look. In terms of other games, we've got Huddersfield at home to Everton. Now, Everton are awful at the minute. In fact, they've been awful for a little while now. Marco Silva's actually under pressure. Out the cup as well at Millwall. They've really been... pretty dreadful. Oh, now, away from home, they're, if you actually look at their games in isolation, they actually haven't lost to many teams that you would expect them to lose against. They haven't lost to many sides who you would expect them to beat, but they haven't really been beating them either. There's a few draws in there. At home, they've been a bit disappointing. And if Huddersfield are ever going to beat Everton at home, it will be today, because they've got their new manager bounce, Jan Siewert, taking over. Huddersfield are... really poor, but if they're ever going to win, it will be now. Quiz time, Mark Walton. Jan Siewert, the third German ever to manage in the Premier League. Name the other two. David Wagner is not one of them. He's American for the purposes of this. He played for the American national team. So,
okay. Klopp.
Correct.
And who's the other German manager? Let's have a think.
It's not like the best quiz question ever, but I saw it and thought, oh yeah, forgot about him.
Yeah, it's going to be really obvious when I don't know it. Or who's the other German manager? Give me a clue.
He was in charge of Fulham and no one liked him.
No.
Breda Hangeland got a knee injury and he told him to rest a block of cheese on it.
Oh, what a man.
Felix McGath.
No, I forgot he even existed.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So did I. But I'm surprised there's only been three German managers.
Yeah.
Maybe four if you're counting Wagner. He's, you know. But anyway. Only Derby and Sunderland have had less points at this stage of the season than Huddersfield. It doesn't bode well for them. No. If they're ever going to get out of the mess that they're in, they have to win.
Yes.
They're 11-4. I'm not saying it's a good bet.
3-1 now.
Oh, look at that. Drifting. I'm not saying it's a good bet. But it's something to bear in mind. I wouldn't be lumping on Everton at even money anyway.
I'd probably go Everton and both teams to score in that game because they're so porous at the back, Everton, but they should be arguably the worst side in the Premier League this season.
But then Huddersfield don't score goals. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's one of those games anything could happen. You wouldn't be surprised. Really, by rights, Everton should win that 2-3 nil.
Should.
But they haven't been. And then on Wednesday, a couple more games to mention. Bournemouth-Chelsea. Chelsea now with Gonzalo Higuain leading the line.
Yeah.
And that will be a massive boost to one man, that's Eden Hazard, who shouldn't be playing up front as a false nine because he likes to bounce off players, and you can't bounce off players when you've got three men marking you and you're back to goal. So I think he could score against Bournemouth. He's got a good record against them as well. And Tottenham against Watford. Tottenham are quite short for a side who have no players. they're really struggling. I watched them against Palace in the FA Cup on Sunday, and they just look laboured without their big names, as anybody would.
Yeah,
it's not... they're not doing anything that they wouldn't do under any other manager in any other system. It's just what they've got, and it's difficult.
Just want to ask you a question about Tottenham, actually. A lot of people trying to criticise Mauricio Pochettino for his statements this week, saying that, yeah, they might be out of both cup competitions in the space of a week, but the big thing for Spurs is getting in the Champions League, which... Got Arsene Wenger plenty of pelters for years when he was happy to finish fourth with Arsenal. I suppose the difference is they won a few cups along the way as well.
Mm.
Is time going to start to run out for Pochettino if he doesn't win trophies? Even though he's done a remarkable job at Spurs.
No, he's brilliant. And if he goes to Man U, he'll be a success there as well.
Yeah,
he will win trophies before long. One possible saving grace for Spurs this time is that Son Heung-min is back from Asia Cup duty.
Is he back this week?
Well, he's back.
They've been knocked out, haven't they?
They're out. Whether he's fit enough to play is another matter. He's pretty fatigued. So he may have to settle for a place on the bench and coming on. But at least it's another angle rather than nothing else.
Yeah.
Watford might be a fair price there. I just don't know what to make of Watford. It's a game I've got no strong opinion in. I was just sort of... mentioning the fact that they're a little bit short, Spurs.
I think Watford could be the bet there at 9-2.
Possibly.
They're not bad when they decide to turn it on in the Premier League. They've looked good at times this season. And Spurs, without those key players, this just could be the slippery upset that they
I agree. But, no, I like Arsenal, Man City, Man U, Liverpool, that fourfold, 5-4. I'm not telling anyone that they don't know there, but it's quite nice.
Yeah.
And
I tried to get a bit more ambitious with that fourfold, by the way.
What did you?
Judging by what you'd said.
Go on.
I went for Man United 1-4, Arsenal 1-4,
yeah,
as you said. City to Inter nil, 17-20.
Yeah, I like that.
Sadio Mane anytime for Liverpool, 5-4. And that pays 11-2.
Okay, a little bit better. Yeah, I don't mind that. One other bet that I'm going to put up, just very quickly, is just an anytime goal scorer, Trixie, or probably treble, to be honest, at the prices. But Paul Pogba for Man U against Burnley, Aubameyang for Arsenal against Cardiff, and Hazard for Chelsea at Bournemouth. You could probably put Aguero in there as well, to be honest, make it a fourfold. But I think it's going to be a week where we don't see upsets. I just think it'll be pretty straightforward. Teams that are meant to win will win. Favourites will win. The players that are meant to score will score. That's the Premier League, Mark.
Yeah, it's too easy.
Enjoy yourself.
It's all too easy. Well, good. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you.
Best of luck with that and enjoy the midweek Premier League football.
Cheers. I'll try.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.